Turn to Titus chapter number 2. Titus chapter number 2, verse number 11, the Bible says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of that great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority, and let no man despise thee." Paul's talking to Titus about this, and he's talking about that blessed hope that we have, the grace of the glorious appearing, that salvation hath appeared to all men, and it appeared in the man Jesus Christ when he died for our sins and rose victorious out of the tomb. Amen. To stand upon the earth and proclaim that God has overcame the obstacle that we faced, that we fear the most, which is death in this old world. But He said He's not only overcame that, but He's teaching us that denying ungodliness and unworldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. He said there's something that we ought to do. He's teaching us that what we ought to do right now in the day that we live. Not after a while, not when we get to heaven. Praise God. He said, but we ought to be looking for that and desiring that right now. Praise God. That blessed hope that we have, looking for that blessed hope and a glorious appearing. That's what that blessed hope is, by the way. That blessed hope is the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And we're looking for that blessed hope. We're expecting till He comes. Amen. Praise God. That's the church's high expectation is the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ when He comes out with a trump and a shout and a come up hither and the church is raptured out and taken out of here. That is that blessed hope that we have today. Amen. I told you before, I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the upper taker. I'm looking for that one, praise God. Brother Junior, one day He's going to snatch me out of here and take me to be with Him. I'm going to rise above the conflict of this world. I'm going to rise above the strife and the sickness and the death and the dying. One day, praise God, we as God's people are going to rise above all that with a trump and a shout and a come up hither. God Almighty, Jesus Christ, is going to call us out of here to be with Him. Amen. That is the blessed hope. And He said we can deny that unrighteousness, things that's not right with God, and a worldly lust that we have in the world today that comes from worldly things. Praise God. He said we can live a sober life and a righteous life, praise God, a godly life in this present world because we have that blessed hope. Amen. I hope you have it tonight. Hope you have that blessed hope in Christ Jesus. Praise God, the one that gives us that hope. And He said, we're looking for that blessed hope. Amen. Amen. That's what we're doing, the blessed hope that we have. Praise God. What a title for a message, the blessed hope. Amen. That's hope that's blessed. That's hope that's not from us, but it's from Him. That's hope that we have because He told us in a volume of a book that He has higher plans for us, a higher expectation, and that one day He's coming to get us and take us home to be with Him. As Moses said, Abraham said, he was looking for a city whose builder and maker's God. He hadn't planned on camping out here in this old world forever. He was looking for a home that was beyond the veil. He was looking for a home, praise God, was in the portals of glory. He was looking for a home, praise God, that was a place would pacify the soul, would satisfy the soul. Praise the Lord, I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. I'm looking for the one, the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God. Who is that? He says, it's our Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the great God. Praise the Lord, the one that gave Himself for us. Praise His name. He said, who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity. That means to purchase by paying a ransom. Amen. Purchase by paying a ransom from all of our iniquity, our sinfulness, praise God, the times we missed the mark, the times that we've failed Him in the aspects of our life. He said that he might purify unto himself a peculiar people. Amen. Hey, don't be bothered by it if people think you're a little weird. Amen. Don't be bothered by it if people think you're a little peculiar. Hey, let me just say this. It's all right to be a little weird and a little peculiar. Amen. We ought to be just a little weird and peculiar to this old lost and dying world. Praise God. We ought to be a little bit different, praise the Lord, as one of God's little children, because we belong to Him, and that makes us special. It makes you unique in the eyes of an almighty God. Praise His holy name. That blessed hope that we have. The redemption, the rapture of the church, of taking us out of here, praise God. And that child of God that's found grace, praise His name. See, for me and you, amen, it's not in the grave, but it's in the glory, amen. It's in the glory that'll be held when we pass that place. Because He said, those that trust and believe in Him and follow His commandments and do what He said, praise God. He said, we'll not see death, but we'll be passed from death unto life. Amen. So it's not the grave, praise God, but it's the glory that we'll behold. We shouldn't be caught up and get afraid about the grave, praise God. We ought to be caught up in the glory that we'll behold in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Paul would say it better in 2 Corinthians. Go over to 2 Corinthians with me, chapter number 12. Remember the story of Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter number 12? He said, it's not expedient for me, Dallas, to glory. I will come to visions, the revelations of the Lord. He said, Paul said, let me tell you about the things that I've seen. Verse number 2, he says, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell. Whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such an one called up to the third heaven. Amen. Does that sound familiar? In verse number 3, he said, I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. How that he was caught up into paradise. Amen. Caught up. He said, listen, I knew a man above these years, praise God, he said, who was caught up into heaven. That caught up is to snatch up, take up by force. He said, I don't know how I got there, but praise God, I got there. And said, praise God, it was the Son. He said, hey, whether I was in the flesh or whether I was in the spirit, I don't know. But praise God, God knows. And God showed me some things. He said, how he was caught up into paradise. Now that paradise he's speaking of, that's a magnificent place. That's not a paradise like we know, but he said that's a paradise of God. Do you know tonight that God's got a paradise? He's got a paradise. He's got a place called paradise, praise God, and it's a place for you and I. It's a place, praise God, of rest. It's a place of beauty. It's a place of hope. It's a place of delight. Praise God, it's a place of refreshment. It's a place of encouragement for the body. Amen. For your body and mine. Enjoyment, praise God, in the body. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Praise God. Paul said, I was caught up into that. Snatched, taken by force. He said, I was lifted up, praise God. Whether in the body or out of the body, I don't know. But praise God, come to a place of paradise. He said, a place of peace and rest and of unspeakable things. Amen. It says unspeakable. Heard unspeakable words. Amen. Praise God. In an unspeakable place. Couldn't even begin to magnify the sounds and the scenes and the sensations that was in this marvelous place called paradise. Can you imagine? I'm like that song, I can only imagine. I can only imagine in my finite mind, praise God, what heaven's going to be like. I can only imagine that blessed hope that we have. One day we pour in portals of glory and we see the Lord Jesus Christ face to face. Glory, hallelujah, what a day that'll be. Amen. When we look upon His face, the one that saved me by His grace, praise God. When He takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what glory we'll behold. Praise God, when we see Him, the unspeakable things, praise God, that we'll see. The scenes of heaven and the sensations, it'll be better than a York peppermint patty. Amen. We get to heaven, praise God, and the sensations that we have in this flesh, praise God, as we're immortalized, praise God, in the presence of an almighty God. Can you only imagine what it'll be like when we get there? Pulling up into a different dimension that we've never known before. A strange essence and a semblance, praise God, of a place. But it's not a strange place and not a strange semblance. Because there's going to be glory to God. Think about it. There's going to be a familiarity about that place called heaven. There's going to be a familiarity about that paradise of God. Amen. We'll be anxious, but not anxious in a bad way. We'll be strangers there, but not in a strange sense. We'll pour up into glory. And I know it's going to be all right, Jamie, because we're pulling up into the Father's house. Amen, glory, hallelujah. Paul said it was out of unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. He said, of such an one will I glory. Yet of myself will I not glory, but in mine infirmities. Amen, he's pulled up into glory. I looked around that place, a different dimension altogether from everything he had ever known here on earth. But praise God, yet it was a familiar place where he wasn't afraid. He wasn't anxious to be there. Amen. You know, sometimes we go, I thought about this in the study today. Sometimes we go to place, from place to place, from different dimension in our lives. You know, we change places, and we change jobs, and we change neighborhoods, and we change communities. Sometimes we move from here to there and here to yonder, and we have anxiety about it. Because we really don't know what to expect when we get there. Amen. But Paul said this paradise of God, a place where these unspeakable things are, he said, I can't even begin to explain to you the magnificence of this place, this paradise of God. Amen. He said, I can't even begin to explain it. But he said, it's a strange place, but it's a familiar place. Jesus would say, John 14, praise God, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. So I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, listen, you know what what Jesus is telling us there? He said, if there's anything, it was in my Father's house, Brother Bill, that would make you anxious and afraid. He said, I would have told you. I wouldn't let you come to a place where you'd be anxious or scared or fearful. He said, but in my Father's house are many places. Praise God. He said, if it was not so, if it wasn't like that, if it wasn't a place where you could be comfortable, he said, I would have told you. Amen. I believe the Father's house is going to be a wonderful place. I believe heaven's going to be a place of glory. It's going to be a place that's familiar. It's going to be a place that's excited, it's familiar, and it's going to be exciting at the same time. Amen. Can you imagine? You'll finally get to see it with your eyes. You'll get to hear it with your senses, praise God. You'll get to smell the glory of heaven. Can you imagine? Have you ever thought about what heaven would smell like? Amen. You say, preacher, you lost your mind. Sometimes I think about what heaven would smell like. Me and Teresa, I've been to Israel twice, and I still catch myself every now and then, Adam, I'll be out, and I'll be somewhere, I'll be doing, and I'll catch a smell of something, and I'll say, that smells like Israel. Huh? You think I'm crazy, don't you? You can ask my wife. Sometimes, and she don't even smell good. Her nose is broke. But sometimes we'll get a whiff of something. I say, you smell that? And she says, yeah. I said, that smells like Israel. That smells like when we was over there next to the shepherd's field, and you know, we had dinner there. Amen. Just imagine the magnificence of what we can see. The senses can recognize what we can see, what we can touch, what we can smell when we get to heaven. Paul said it's unspeakable. I can't even begin to expand upon the goodness and the magnificence of heaven. Praise God. Of being with the Lord Jesus Christ, seeing Him face to face. But he said, I don't glory in that, said, but in mine own infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. For I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. Paul said, I could tell you some things, but you wouldn't believe it. Amen. He said, you'd think I was trying to be God when I told you the things that God's manifest to my mind. He said, so I won't do it. He said, lest I should be exalted above measure. Now watch this. He said, lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, the things that God has shown me, the things that He's enabled me to see, to recognize, to sense, to smell, praise God, to look upon. Amen. He's no wonder, praise God, Paul was fired up. Glory to God, he never quit. He never backed up. He never let up. Because he had got God to give him a peek into heaven. Amen. He allowed him to see that blessed hope. He said, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. The messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Paul said, what God did, God kept bringing to my remembrance, praise God, that I wasn't there, that I was still here. Amen? Let me just say this tonight. Every time you have a little ache or a little pain or a little anxiety or a little trouble or a little fear, praise God, just look to glory and say, glory to God, Lord. I know I'm still here, but this too will pass. Amen. Praise God. This too will pass. Paul said, I've got that thorn in the flesh. He's keeping me earthly. He's keeping me, praise God, he's keeping me where I know I need to be. The thorn, to remind him, praise God, that he was still on this earth. Amen. Why would he do that? Because he showed him that he still had duties to perform. Amen. Still had things that he needed to accomplish, that the messenger of Satan should buff me lest I should be exalted above measure. He still had things that he needed to do. He had responsibilities to fulfill for God's glory. Amen? That's why Paul had that. Now, Paul would say he had a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Amen? He said that would be a better thing. But he said, as long as I'm here, praise God, I'm going to realize who God is. I'm going to realize I have the promise, the blessed hope of Christ Jesus, and I'm just going to do the best I can while I can. Amen. Amen. For the good grace of glory. So we see, praise God, that he said a better option would be to go on home to be with the Lord. Amen. He tells us that in Philippians chapter, let me just read that to you right quickly. Philippians chapter number 1. Philippians chapter number 1, verse 23. He said, for I am a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. He said, a better option would be to go on home. Amen. He said, I've done got a peek over on the other side and it looks a whole lot better. It's a whole lot homier over there. Amen. Glory to God. A whole lot better. But listen to what he says, verse 24. He said, nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. Praise God. He said, having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. Paul said, so praise God. He said, what the thing is, he said, I have a desire to go out of here. Praise God. It'd be better to be in heaven in the presence of that blessed hope, but it's better for me to be here with you, that your joy may be full. Amen. So I can be a witness to you, so I can be an encouragement to you. And I've seen some wonderful things, young, and I'm going to tell you, it's going to be better farther on. Jesus Christ, praise God, is manifesting himself. And his presence is real. It's only a matter of time before the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, will come. The great hope of the church today is Jesus Christ. He's coming, praise God, to rapture us and to take us home to be with him in heaven. He says in Philippians chapter number 3, Philippians chapter number 3 in verse number 20, the Lord would say this. He's for our conversation. That's that manner of living. That's our citizenship. Praise God. If your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. He said, for our conversation is in heaven, from which also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. That look for means to look with eager awaiting, expectation. Amen? He said, we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We look for Him with expectation, expecting to see Him. Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things, which is unto himself. And the blessed hope that we have is Jesus Christ. Praise God. Our blessed hope, praise God, wants us to be with him where he's at. What a blessed hope. Because one day it will be made manifest. We will be with him forever. Amen. He's going to call us unto himself. Praise God. We see the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a future tense. Praise God, he's coming. Praise God, he's coming for us. And praise God, then he's coming with us. Amen? Praise the Lord. The first coming is the rapture. The second coming, praise God, is the return when he comes afterwards. Amen? The first coming, he's coming for the church. And the second coming, he's coming for Israel and the world. Amen? To do that he needs to do, like he's promised he would take care of. He will manifest himself. That blessed hope, praise God, will be seen and recognized by the whole world. Praise God. They'll be dumbfounded by the brightness of his coming. Amen. A fellow told me the other day, he said, "Preacher, I don't believe Jesus is coming back." I said, "Well, I can't help it. You don't believe the Bible." Amen. He's irrequivocally says how many times he's coming back. For every time the first coming, there's two times he speaks of the second coming. Amen. The manifestation of Lord Jesus Christ, his presence. He's coming, praise God, he's coming again. Bless his name. Coming for Israel, coming for the world. Praise God. To rule and to reign. In 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, remember what it says over there? 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, verse 13. He said, "I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not as others which have no hope." He said, that means those others that are without blessed hope, without the blessed hope of Jesus Christ coming. Amen. That is the blessed hope. He says, "For if we believe." Now, when you say we, it's talking about believers. We is me and you, those who believe, who do believe. He said, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus." That means our mamas, our daddies, our brothers, our sisters, our mamas and papas, our cousins and aunts and uncles that's died in Jesus Christ and buried in the cemetery. Their bodies, their souls and spirit are with him where he is right now. She said, "How do you know that?" He says, "Even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him." Couldn't bring them with him if it weren't with him now. He said he'll bring them with him, praise God. "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord." He's talking about a revelation from God. Hey, praise God. Of divine revealing, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Had a lady tell us today, said that that once this body goes back dust, it's just done. It's not coming back. Scares me to death. Because the Bible says there's going to be a resurrection. Amen. These bodies that's planted in these hope chests all over this country, praise God, one day is going to come forth. And come forth in the newness of the life in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Why? Because the Bible tells us. Amen. He said, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of an archangel." Now watch this. "And the trump of God, and then Christ shall rise first." Those that's sleeping in the ground all over his place, their bodies, amen, will be brought up out of there, praise God, a glorious resurrection, amen, at the coming of the Lord. "And then we which are alive and remain." So we have a revival of those bodies, and we have a removal of the ones that's still here. We're going to be removed out of this world. "Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." Amen. So we see the magnificence powers as in this display. A fellow told me this week, he said, "Preacher," said, I can't believe all that because the word rapture ain't in the Bible." I said, "That word caught up in the Hebrew is harpazo. It means to be caught up. It means to be snatched, to taken by force. That's what it means." Amen. He said, "Well, I just don't believe because that word ain't in the Bible." I said, well, then you don't believe in the Trinity either. He said, what do you mean? I said, I mean God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. He said, yeah, that's the Trinity. I said, it's not in the Bible. He said, yes, it is. I said, no, it ain't. The word Trinity is not in the Bible. It's not there. You won't find it. Amen. But we know what it is. It's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. It's the triune God. It's the Trinity of God. It's not in the Bible. It doesn't say specifically Trinity, but we know what it is. Because God said so, He wrote it out for us. He planted it. He showed it to us. Amen. Irrefutably in the Word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, and I'll tell you something else. The word millennial ain't in the Bible either. Amen. The Bible says that there's going to be a millennial reign of Christ, a 1,000-year reign on earth. He said He's going to do that. That same person said, well, not, the word millennial ain't in the Bible either. I said, yeah, but he said it's going to be 1,000 years. What is 1,000 years? It's a millennia. Amen? It's a millennia. It's 1,000 years. So He's going to rule and reign for 1,000 years. Praise God, even though we don't see it. We don't see the word rapture. We don't see the word Trinity. We don't see the word millennial, praise God. But it's going to take place because God said it would. What's going to happen? They said He's coming, a shout for the church. Amen. There's going to be a shout for the church. There's going to be a voice for the archangel. And there's going to be a trump for the nation of Israel. Amen. They've always been summoned by the trumpet. Amen. There was three shouts that took place in the New Testament. Does anybody know what they were? Praise God. They was the first one at the tomb of Lazarus when Jesus shouted, Lazarus, come forth! And Lazarus, praise God, was called up out of the grave and he come forth. Amen. Bound from head to toe in grave clothes. And Jesus Christ says, loose him and set him free. Amen. That was the first shout. The second shout, praise God, was from the cross of Calvary. In Matthew chapter 27, verse 50 and 50 through 53, praise God, he shouted, it's finished! And when Jesus Christ rose up from the dead, the graves were opened. And all those Old Testament saints, praise God, come up out of the grave. Amen? Come on! Amen! I'm just telling you what the Bible says. Praise God. They come up in that blessed hope. Come up with Jesus, praise God. Ascended up to glory. Amen. Praise God. Bless His holy name. That was the second shout. But He said there's going to be a third shout. He said there's going to be a third shout at the rapture of the church. And the whole church, praise God, will go up out of here that I read in your hearing. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel and trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them. That's already there because they're with Him. Amen. We're going to be with them. They're with Him. We're going to be with them. Amen. Yep. Praise God. Let that see. That's easy to remember. They're with Him and we're going to be with them. Amen. Where He is, we'll be also caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we for just a little while be with God. No, he says, so shall we ever be with the Lord. In other words, we're going to be in His presence forever. He's never going to leave us forsaken. He's always going to be right there we're going to be in His presence forever. He said, preacher, you really believe? I believe that with all my heart. That's our blessed hope tonight. Amen. That is our blessed hope that one day, praise God, in a little while, Brother Kevin, we're going to be with Jesus forever where He's at. Wherever He's at. Whether He's in the heaven, praise God, whether He's in earth. Brother Jamie, whether He's in Mars or Jupiter or on earth, we're going to be with Him. Because one day He's going to say, hey, listen, who wants to go with me? Who wants to be with me? And I'm going to say, I do, Jesus. And He's going to say, right. He said, let's go. He said, go, let's go. He said, let's go. Let's take us a journey. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. He's going to call the dead out of the tombs. Praise God. All those dead in Christ will rise first. Amen.
So, preacher, I don't believe that. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe that a baby can be conceived in a womb and come out of there a human being? Amen? I mean, conceived in the darkness, in density of the womb, and come out of there, praise God, into the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ as a living creature. Well, the same God that can conceive and bring a baby forth out of the womb can conceive and bring forth a body out of the tomb. Amen. Praise God. Because He is God. Praise the Lord. And because He's made us a promise. And we have that blessed hope tonight in Jesus Christ our Savior. Praise God. That one day we will rise too. Again, I'm telling you, I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the upper taker. One that's going to come get us and take us home to be with Him. We just got to be ready with anticipation. That's why Titus would say that we need to be ready and looking, observant, for the Lord Jesus Christ to come. Titus 2:11 said, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." Praise God. He said, it's already come. He said, it's shown forth, praise God, and it's become visible in Christ our Savior. And he said, we need to be looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior. And the Holy Spirit don't leave that out there for you to guess at. He said, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. That's the one we're looking for today. That's the one that we have high expectations for. That He could come at any minute. Any minute, any moment, praise God, to come take us home to be with Him. He said, this same Jesus you saw, the witnesses, this same Jesus that you saw going up into glory, taken up into clouds. He said, this same Jesus, not another one, but He said, He shall so come in like manner as you've seen Him go up. Amen. His feet left off of the Mount of Olives, praise God. He stepped off into glory, taken up into the clouds, presented into the presence of God Almighty. Praise the Lord, be the intercessor of me and you, humanity. Praise God, one day He said, when it's His time, praise God, He's going to step out with that shout and that trump and a come up hither and said, we're going to go out of here to be with the Lord. A shout and a voice of the archangel and the trump of God. Amen. He's going to shout us out of here. Praise God. Hey, listen, I got that stuff at the house where we shout it out. Amen. Praise God. You put it on your white shirts on the collar. It gets that ring around the collar out. Amen. You shout it out. That's what God's going to do one day for us. He's going to shout us out of here. Going to shout, praise God, and say, come on up here, praise the Lord, and we're going to lose gravitation. We're going to go out of here to be with Him, praise God. We just need to be getting ready. Amen. You know how to do that? Luke, you know how to practice for that? Every now and then, just go ahead and just throw your arms like, whoa! Amen. Practice just going out of here. Whoa! Amen. I can see you going down the hallway at school, Luke. Go down the hallway at school and every now and then just go, whoa! Amen? And if somebody asks you, say, Luke, what in the world's the matter with you? He said, I'm practicing. You say, what are you practicing? I'm practicing for going out to heaven. In the rapture, I'm practicing for Jesus to call me out of here. Amen. Hey, look what an opportunity for conversation. They say, what are you doing? I love Jesus and Jesus loves me. And one of these days, He's going to call me home to be with Him. I'm going out here, and there's going to be a rapture. He's going to call all His people home, and I'm just practicing, praise God, getting ready to go. Whoa! Amen. Give them something to think about, won't it? Glory to God. You know, that would probably work for all of us. You imagine sitting there at the gas station pumping you gas, and you put that little flipper down on automatic, and you stand there waiting on it, and all of a sudden, just throw your hands up. Whoa, glory! Amen. That person over on the side said, what's the matter with you? He said, I'm just practicing. So what are you practicing for? He said, I'm practicing going home. Do what? He said, yeah. I said, I'm a child of God. My name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God. The Lord's going to shout and I'm going to go out of here to be with Him. I'm just practicing.
You say, well, that sounds silly. Could just think what you put in their mind, take home with them. Something to think about. Say, so you know, if you miss that, you miss it all.
Amen.
Amen. That blessed hope is what we have. And if you miss that blessed hope, you've missed it all. Praise God. I ain't going to miss heaven. I ain't going to miss heaven, praise God. I'm looking. I'm expecting. We were coming out the road today. We went to eat. Gosh, them little old girls eat like pigs. Now, I thought boys eat a lot. But they're hogs. Vivi's turning red. They eat. They put away some groceries. If you'd had bought them at Ingles, it'd cost you $700. I mean, I'm talking about steak and chicken and chicken and steak and my goodness. Pineapple, yes. And they eat and eat. That guy said, he cut off a slice of that pineapple, and she said, give me another. He said, yeah, give me three. And they had done eat. I mean, they had piled it on. I thought, she ain't that big around. Where's that all going? Praise God. God's good. God's good. He's good to us. He's blessing us. Praise God. I'm telling you what, God is good. And I done forgot where I was going with that. Amen. But they had them a time. Amen. But we're going to have a time when we get to heaven, that paradise of God. We're going to get to go there together. We're going to get to enjoy all the goodness that God has for us to no end. Amen. God won't hold back. Praise God, His children. He's going to bless us on purpose because He can. That's what he likes to do. That's what He wants to do. Just bless us on purpose. Praise God, even though we make little pigs out of ourselves, God is still good. Amen. Blessing us every day. And we have that blessed hope in Christ Jesus our Savior. Amen. Praise His name. I didn't mean to embarrass you, Vivian. I don't think I did. Amen. Praise God, it's okay. It's okay to do that every now and then. Amen. She said she wasn't going to do that again ever till the next time. Just don't go without her. Amen. Hey, same thing with the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Don't go without her. Folks, don't go without them. Amen. Make sure they're ready to go with us and take them home with us to be with the Lord. And so shall we ever, all of us, be with the Lord in the presence of a holy God. Amen. That is our blessed hope. Now, preacher, you just keep hammering on that. Praise God. One of these days we'll get it. This church will break out and there'll be revival. Say, glory to God. I just finally got that, preacher. That we have a blessed hope in Jesus Christ our Savior. That paradise of God that Paul talked about. And man, I realize I get to go. You have to be partakers in it. Amen. Glory to God. What a day that'll be. But under then, we just practicing here. Practicing here. I think that's what the girls do. They're practicing for that great buffet up there when Jesus girds Himself about and serves us. Hey, listen, I know how they feel. When you ladies set a big old spread out here for homecoming and stuff, you know, I'm obliged to go through and sample their bit because I don't hurt nobody's feelings. Not that I eat a whole lot. I just don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. And when the Lord sets the table, praise God, we're going to dine on whatever He sets. Boy, what a feast. What a feast, praise God.